major problem health is shift has been done largely unnoticed. Previously, they didn't notice that, but now they are so interested all over the world for this problem. So this is just an introduction for the non-communicable disease. And it is well-known fact that eliminating tobacco, alcohol, or an unhealthy diet, all these can reduce the illness, can reduce this problem. We said non-communicable disease, we said chronic disease. Actually, up to now, there is no acceptable definition. How can we consider this is acute and this chronic all over the world? Some authors suggest that acute illness is usually constitute a simple episode, more simple, for a short duration, and also when the patient returns to normal activity, returns within a short period. Where they consider a chronic illness is one of a long duration, while acute for short, while chronic for a long duration, in which the patient permanently incapable, become permanently incapable to more or less a marked degree incapability. So this is just a few words. Chronic disease and condition have been variously defined differently. In Europe Symposium 1957, gave the following definition for the chronic: an impairment of a bodily structure and or function, either the body or the function of my body has been impaired function that necessitates a modification of the patient's normal life. He or she would change. And the diabetes, they change their normal life. So it is abnormal function that necessitates modification of the patient's normal life and has a persistent over an extended period of time, for a long period of time. So this is the definition in 1957, too old. Okay. The Commission on a Chronic Illness in USA, okay, they define the chronic disease as what? As an impairment or deviation from a normal, impairment or deviation from a normal, which have one or more of one of the following characters. One or more of the following characters. What are these characters? First of all, it is permanent. Leave residual disability. Caused by non-reversible pathological alteration. Required special training of the patient for the rehabilitation. And also may be expected to require long period of supervision by the care. So any patient, any person having one of these characters with the illness, of course, having one or more than one of these characters, they consider him or her as a chronic disease. He is in a chronic disease. So in short, there is no international definition of what's the duration of the disease. Just a few minutes ago, we said it is long or short the duration. But there is no definition or concept about how much this duration will be. But in general, they say any disease lasts more than 3 months, they consider as a chronic disease. Also, we're going to كذلك علموكم على هاي الأشياء. Non-communicable disease or NCDs include a lot of things. I am sure you know it, all of it. Cardiovascular disease, renal disease, nervous disease, mental disease, musculoskeletal, arthritis, chronic non-specific respiratory diseases, all of these emphysema, asthma, and so on. Permanent result prophylaxis, definitely. If he got an accident, he will have. Senility, and Cobox, old age, blindness, cancer, all these various other metabolic diseases, degenerative diseases, the chronic result of communicable disease, as you remember, we said something communicable disease or some infection causing CA, malignancy like hepatitis B, and so human papillomavirus, and so on. So all these are chronic disease or non-communicable NCDs. Okay, what's the problem? Problem of this disease. Chronic non-communicable disease is increasingly important among the adult population in both developed and non-developing countries. All over the world, there is no difference. It's increasing. Cardiovascular disease اللي أكثر شيء بداية كانت حوالي cardiovascular diseases, okay, and cancer are the present leader causes of death all over the world. Cardiovascular and the cancer are the leader death among the non-communicable diseases. Prevalence of chronic disease showing upward increasing trend all over the world, and for a several reasons, so many reasons why it is increased. For one reason, why there is increasing in the chronic or non-communicable NCDs, I am sure that you know. First of all, the life expectancy of the population is increased. قبل ما يموتون بالخمسين هلا يوصلون 100 over 100. But those old age are liable for non-communicable disease. Okay? So the first reason is that the increase, the life expectancy is increasing in most of the country. Okay? So old age are at a great risk of getting such thing, non-communicable disease. Second, what other things is the change in behavior, lifestyle and behavior change. I am sure كلكم اللي راح احكي واللي راح تشوفوا انتم تأمنون بي. Okay? Lifestyle changes as well as behavior of the population has been changed rapidly. Okay? And those being a favorable condition for the occurrence or at least most of them are as a risk factor for chronic non-communicable disease. In addition, the risk of old age, modern medical care, so enabling many with the chronic disease to survive to become increasing and decreasing the prevalence. So treatment, yes, we treat them, but still they are okay with that. So that's why modern medical care is now enabling many of the chronic disease to be survived. Now, the impact of chronic disease on the life of the people is a serious, definitely. When measured, what's important? Measure, of course, loss of life. Disability. There are a lot of disabled people in our area, for example. Family hardship. The people who are disabled. Rising economically and family hardship. Poverty. And also economic loss for the country. Economically affected the country. Okay? So all these affect. Developing countries are now warned. Want to take appropriate steps to avoid to avoid the epidemic of non-communicable disease. Me developing, because by the way, how am I starting? also started or entered into developing country. Okay. Just now we say non-communicable disease killed for 12 million people, about 74% of all death globally. Just now I told you, three quarters, that are far, of the death is related to the non-communicable disease. 17 million people die at age before 70 years. They call it premature. 68% of those were in low and middle income countries. The death, and I am sure you know why. It is 68% of them in the low income. Now, what are the causes? The cause, so many, okay? The causes of the cardiovascular is the largest proportion. Just now I told you, cardiovascular as well as the cancer are the top, okay? And the cancer coming the second, 21%. Here, 47%. Almost half of the death are due to the cardiovascular. Half of the death is due to the cardiovascular. It's a very big problem. Okay? 21 report agreement as cancer. After that, coming to the chronic respiratory disease. And then the digestive, and then diabetes is just 3.5%. And the other will come at the end. But the top is cardiovascular, and then come the cancer. As the population age, of course, the annual non-communicable disease death are projected to rise, and they expect that in 2030, there will be 52 million deaths as a result of non-communicable disease. This is very important, right? Because the age expectancy is becoming more and more here as the age will be, okay? So this is very important. Annual cardiovascular disease mortality is projected in the coming year, it's projected from 6 million, okay, to be 6 million, and those for cancer will be 4 million. So it will be so serious case, so you have to prepare yourself. Okay. Now, what are the risk factors? I am sure you know it, most of it. Risk factor for non-communicable disease. Most of the epidemiologists accepted that there is no, and also, I am sure you accept that there is no risk factor, one risk factor. Not like the infectious, one giving one, if you remember. Here, there is multiple risk factor, multiple. That's why we never say etiology of disease, not never, usually. We change it into a risk factor. Are responsible for the major share in the non-communicable disease, mortality and morbidity. A large percent of non-communicable disease is preventable. This is very good thing. So you can prevent it. Most of these risk factors are preventable. Modifiable, we call it, if you remember. So, a large percent of non-communicable disease are preventable or modifiable through changing these factors. It is easy. So, we can change it. We have to change it. These risk factors, in epidemiological, first of all, tobacco. Definitely, you know it. So, we can change tobacco. So, it is tobacco. First of all, almost 6 million people die from tobacco each year. How serious it is, you should know. Okay? And in 2020, there was about 7.5 million died from tuberculosis. It's very, very important. Account for 10% of all death. I'm still on Ashford death. It is due to tobacco. This is in 2020. Smoking is estimated to cause 71% lung cancer. I am sure you know. And also a chronic respiratory disease, 42%, and for the cardiovascular disease, 10%. This is what? This is tobacco causing. For a total population, smoking is now, depending on the geographical, smoking prevalence is highest among upper middle income countries, like children. Jordan is upper middle income country, you know, that the country divided low income, middle income, and high income. Low, middle income, we have high, we have low. So in Jordan, it is upper middle. Of the smoking, it is among men, male, of course. In the lower middle income country, yeah. This is first risk factor, which is smoking or tobacco. Our risk factor is sufficient physical activity. I call it amnubi. It's not like 3 years. Okay? Approximately 3.2 million people die each year due to the inactivity. Okay? People who are insufficiently physical active have 20 to 30% increased risk of all mortality. You remember what you mean by 20 to 30? Attributable risk in the Becaroa, okay? And population attributable risk, so 20 to 30 increasing risk, okay? Due to the inactivity. This is a very serious problem. Regular physical activity reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease, definitely, breast cancer, colon cancer, diabetes, and blood pressure. I am sure you know it. And depression, even. Exercise is very, very, very good treatment for the depression. Insufficient physical activity, highest in high-income country, definitely, you know what? So, it is highest in the high-income country. Very high also where among women in the middle-income country. Okay, like our area. Coming to the other risk factor, which is harmful use of alcohol, approximately 2.3 million die each year as a result of alcohol consumption. Of course, about the alcohol consumption is the highest in the high-income country consumption. About 3.8% of all death in the world is due to the consumption of alcohol. More than half of these deaths, occur from non-communicable disease, including cardiovascular and cancer. So it means the consumption of alcohol causing cancer, and I'm sure you know. Goes like that, and also it affects, had a relation with the cardiovascular disease. Definitely also, it is well known fact that a consumption of alcohol causing liver cirrhosis. There is strong evidence about that. Adult per capita consumption, highest, just now I told you, in the high income country. So, this is from another risk factor, unhealthy diet. course, adequate consumption of fruit and vegetable reduce all over. By the way, قبل يمكن أربع سنوات خمس سنوات طلع بسوى بحث على the consumption of vegetable and fruit in the Mukta University. شافوها it was very low about the student. So it is reduced. But if we eat fruit and vegetable, of course, it will reduce the occurrence of the cardiovascular disease and cancer of stomach and cholesterol and any other disease. But reduction of this is a risk factor. Reduction, I mean, of the vegetable and food. Interestingly, most of the population consume high level of salt. Higher than what was recommended by the WHO. Okay. So, of course, you know the effect of salt on the blood pressure and cardiovascular disease also. The other risk factor is high consumption of saturated fatty acid and trans fatty acid. Saturated consumption of saturated fat and trans fatty acid. Trans fatty acid ها أكثر شيء تصير بالفاست فود اللي إحنا نأخذها أو بالكيك or all these donut or McDonald. Unhealthy diet is rising quickly in a lower resources setting. Available data suggests that fat intake had been rising rapidly in low and middle income countries. Unfortunately. Okay. Rise blood pressure is another risk factor, as you can see. Blood pressure is estimated to be estimated 7.5 million deaths due to the increased blood pressure, 2.8% of all deaths. Other prevalence of rise blood pressure is similar across all the world. Alhamdulillah. Between high, low, and middle-income country. All of them are the same level. Now coming to the other risk factor, which is overweight and obesity, and I am sure that all of you agree that there is an increase in these two things. Okay. At least 2.8 million people die each year as a result of being overweight. Of course, you know this is a risk for heart disease and stroke and diabetes, mellitus, and so on and so on. Of course, I mean an increase in the BMI. Raised BMI is also an increased risk of certain cancer. Breast cancer has a relation. Okay. The prevalence of the high overweight is highest in upper middle income country, again like Jordan. And also, I am sure you agree with me, it is that obesity is increased more and more. Okay. Very high also in the lower middle income country, but the highest in the upper middle income country. Raised cholesterol, another factor. يمكن ما راح نكمل المحاضرة ولهذا نكملها إن شاء الله يوم الاثنين. أوكي مش مشكلة. Raised cholesterol is estimated to cause 2.6 million deaths annually. Raised cholesterol highest in a high income country. كل من الفاست فود. موجود برا أكثر في الهاي إنكم كنتي أو كان فاس فود اللي أنتوا عارفين كله. Okay. Now another risk factor is infection associated or cancer associated infection. You know a lot of them. Okay, 2 million cancer cases per year die as a result of infection. Okay, 18% of the death globally burden attributed to the infection. Okay, of course, I am sure you know this is more in low-income countries. Okay, in high-income countries it is much bigger. Okay, large. It is in low-income countries, of course, because of the treatment, because of the sanitation, because of so many things, and hygiene. So, the principal infection, as we mentioned, okay, human papilloma virus, HPV, HC, and H. pylori, all these are infection that related to the cancer and giving up to cancer, and it is preventable. So all these risk factors that just now I mentioned, all of these, it is preventable. So we can prevent the occurrence of the non-communicable disease by preventing this risk factor. In another word, of course, for the infection, it is prevented by vaccine and by sanitation. So, environmental risk factor, this is mostly according to occupational, and inshallah, after this Muslim Thani, we will give you some of the occupational disease that can be prevented, and cancer in the, related to the occupation also. So all these are a risk factor, and you can all the factors are preventable. What's the gap in the what's the gap in the natural history of the disease? You remember we have a natural history of the disease of infection, exposure, incubation period, and so on and so on. But here we have a gap. There is a missing knowledge. What are these? There are many, many gaps in the knowledge about the natural history of the disease. This gap could be difficulty in etiology. So there is a gap in the, I don't know the etiology, and a difficulty, there will be a difficulty in investigation, and also in the research, and also in the treatment. This is one of the gap. So first of all, absence of the knowledge of the aging. I don't know the cause. Okay? Just now we said it is a multifactorial. There is much to learn about the cause of the chronic diseases, whereas in some chronic disease, the cause is unknown. For many chronic diseases, the causative agent is not known. So absence of knowledge of the cause, I come to prevention. Is often even treatment. So prevention will be difficult. Diagnosis will be difficult as well as prevention. This is one. It is absence of knowing the causative agent. Also, it is a multifactorial. Just now we see it is a multifactorial causation. There is no one fact or one reason that causing the chronic disease. So it is multifactorial. So there it is a multi-causes. And in the absence of knowing the agent, the term risk factor, just we mentioned a few minutes ago, as long as there is multifactorial, in another word, it needs multi-intervention. Not, I can't treat by one thing. So I have to apply several things. This is the fact. So multi-intervention, we need it. Another thing is the cumulative effect of multifactorial. But modulated, but with the time, that's why cancer with the age appear. But it is started earlier in the life. So it is a cumulative effect of the multi-risk factor. The factor may be both environmental and behavioral and constitutive, genetic or any other thing, so it is multifactorial. These factors factor may be both environmental and behavioral. So, an epidemiology has contributed a massive intervention, just now I mentioned, massively in the identification, the risk factor we have to go through, and for the treatment also, we have to apply multiple intervention in, or multiple methods of intervention. Another gap in the natural history is a long latent period. Long, of course, we here we say latent period. In the infectious disease, we call it an incubation period between exposure and appearance. So long latent period. I am sure all of you agree about this. It is a further obstacle to our understanding the natural history of the disease. ما بعرف انت بدأ. Latent period very, very long. So a long latent period, بين قوسين اللي قابلها incubation period with infectious disease. That I don't know. It's that between the first exposure, I don't know where, and suspected cause, and the eventual appearance or development of the disease. I don't know, it's very long. Even I don't know when this exposure has been occurred. But the best area with occupation, yes, maybe I can. Okay. So this make a difficult link suspected causes, cause and effect. It will be difficult for me to identify because, first of all, multifactorial. خلال هاي السنة مش إلا هذا cause تعرف. أعتقد إلى other causes أكثر من this factor. And I don't know where he had been start this one. So this is, it will be difficult to link between the suspected causes. We دائما نقول suspected, not like the infectious. Suspected cases with the outcome or with the disease occurrence. Check another gap is indefinite onset. I don't know when it started. When the patient came to you as a doctor, already so many pathological changes have been occurred in this body. A long time, we don't know where is it. So, most chronic disease are slow in onset. And development and distinction between the disease and non-disease difficult, okay? So it will be difficult. In many chronic diseases, the underlying pathological process are well established. Pathological process already established in my body until I go to the physician or to the clinical exam. Okay. By the time patient seeking medical advice, the damage already happened in his body. So it will be irreversible. It will be very difficult. That's why this is the gap in the study of the disease. Now, حبوني نكمل the prevention لو أخليكم إياها على الثانية. Up to you. هي مش كثيرة. أنت تعدوها أنا ما أعرف. ما بعرف. عن جد ما أعرف. يعني I am sure أنه الـ prevention تعرفوا ممكن خلينا نكمل حتى لو أخذنا وقت أكثر بك حتى أقولكم okay. Now coming to the prevention, preventive attack on chronic disease is based on the knowledge, definitely كل disease okay, on the knowledge that they are multifactorial disease. I found out it is a multifactorial. There is no single factor. So The prevention demands a complex mixed intervention. Just now I told you, it's not only one intervention. A mixed intervention, because it is multifactorial, a lot of things. Previously, regarding the non-communicable disease, there was only on the tertial prevention. Yeah, when the patient came to you, just now I told you, it's already, everything is damaged. So what you can do, only a tertiary prevention, rehabilitation, and just keeping him or her away from the death or from pain as much as possible. Previously, only tertiary prevention, you know what you mean by that. Seems possible, rehabilitation and so on, so on, to prevent or delay the development of further disabled or death. I previously. But now, even primary prevention we can do. Definitely we can do. But now with the identification of the risk factors, health promotion, and that the Beckerum, and a primary prevention. The Beckerum primary prevention, who a health promotion, and specific protection. This is the strategy. So we can apply it here. Specific protection, I can do. I can give vaccine for human papillomavirus and for hepatitis B, so to prevent. This is primary prevention. But now, by identification of the risk factor, primary prevention could be applied through health promotion activity and specific event by increasingly applied in the control of the chronic disease here in the same. Some of the interventions that should be undertaken immediately to produce accelerated result in terms of life saving. Disease prevention and also prevent heavy cost avoiding the heavy cost. What are these primary prevention? Okay. As long as we know the risk factor, so we can prevent it. First of all, protecting people against tobacco. And banning smoking in a public place. Why ma'ruf of kull al-alam? There is no smoking in a public place. Warning about the danger of the tobacco. Okay? Enforcing ban on tobacco advertising, mamnu'a, قبل كان أكو advertising على TV للتوباكو بس now currently. Okay, all these raising the taxes about the tobacco or alcohol. So this is one. Restricting access to the alcohol. في بعض الدول مكانات ما they should not give alcohol. Reduce salt intake. Just now it is a risk factor for so many. Replacing trans fat in the food by polyunsaturated fat, promoting public health awareness about the diet and physical activity. In addition, there are many other cost-effective and low-cost population for a wide intervention, reducing the risk factor for the non-communicable disease. What are these risk factors, cost-effective? Nicotine-dependent treatment. Enforcing the drink-driving law. My fellows, you go home. My majority of the people. Restriction on marketing of food and beverage high in fat, salt, and sugar. Restriction. هاي ما بصور موجودة. Food tax and subsidies of promote health diet. Healthy nutrition environment in the school موجودة في بعض الدول، ما بعرف موجودة هون أو لا. Nutrition information and counseling in a healthcare. Yes, موجودة. خاصة للبريغنانت وومن وللأطفال. Okay. Information and counseling. Okay. National physical activity guidelines بالسكول بالبعض الفاكتور. Okay. موجودة في بعض المحلات already. There are also population-wide interventions. These are not so population, but there is population-wide intervention that focus on the cancer prevention, which is vaccination, just now we say, against hepatitis B, vaccination against human papillomavirus and many other diseases. Of course, protection against occupational, environmental and occupational risk factor that causes certain type of the cancer. All these are, and the other, you can read it. It's just mentioning water sanitation, all these to prevent some disease. Okay, this is very important. Political approach. ما بقدر أسوي شيء إذا ما الحكومة تساعدني بكل الأشياء. فإذا political approach are also needed as in case of the smoking control or alcohol control and the drug abuse. It should be minimal. Political in الحكومة. The approach should be holistic, شامل and كامل in handling a complex medical and social need of the chronically ill in all aspects. Now there is what do we call it? Integrated approach. Integrated approach. This is a new step has been done by the WHO. It can be a field advantage for the past. It's very new. Okay. It is now felt that the principle of prevention of بالبداية على cardiovascular disease or heart disease can be applied also in another. أول مرة عملوها فقط على الكارديوفاسكولار ديزيز but now they apply it for all or other non-communicable disease because of the risk factor almost or the same. A broad concept of emerging that to develop integrated program for the prevention and control of non-communicable disease. So this is done by WHO. It is applied in our country, in Jordan. Okay. It is a program as a part of primary health care system, simultaneously attacking several at the same time. They attack several risk factors at the same time. Okay. That known to be implicated in the development of non-communicable disease. This is a program done all over the world and including Jordan also. Such concentrated prevention should reduce not only the cardiovascular, as I thought we started by cardiovascular, but now they apply it to all non-communicable disease, but also it reduces the other non-communicable disease because of the risk factor, there is a sharing of risk factor for many non-communicable diseases. Recently, WHO developed what do we call the step non-communicable disease risk factor. The step non-communicable disease risk factor survey. This survey done either nationally at a كل القطر or in sub-national level. So, في منطقة من المناطق فقط. What's the methodology of this step? This is very important. Step non-communicable disease risk factor. First of all, they use there is three steps for each questionnaire, asking you if you develop any other, and then physical examination, examining you, okay, and then laboratory test. Okay, so this is very important. So questionnaire, physical examination, and then biochemical measurement. All these done. The core topic, شو هي التوبيك الأصلية اللي هم بدهم يبحثون عنها؟ Of course, social demographic characteristics, demographic, and the health status of the individual, and the health behavior. All these are, they are interested because demographic is also a risk factor for so many diseases. Health status, lifestyle, exercise, diet, and so on, so on, so on. And health behavior also. All are, they are, this is the core of the step. These provided data on the, just now we say, social demographic risk factor, metabolic, because they are going to have laboratory tests for you and examination, clinical exam. Metabolic information, nutritional, okay, and lifestyle. All these will coming out as a result. Detail may differ, of course, from country to country, and not only from country to country, but also from year to year. That's why they do it in different. I think in Jordan, in 2019, it has been the third action. In Jordan, step 2019, this is the third step conducted, okay, in Jordan. خلاص مقالنا two slides. Okay, what they did, they do, just now we said, questionnaire and examination, they do it house to house. من بيت لبيت البيوت راحونا house to house based survey to obtain a data on the established risk factor and determine the major burden شو هي risk أكثر risk factor اللي تتأمل non-communicable disease because they go to the population at their house okay مش استنوهم يجيهم للمستشفى لا they go so this is a So this is the geographic, it was national, all over the country, okay? The age تبعهم, kind of they are interested at age 80 to 69. من كل بيت ياخذهم one person فقط, one person at this age, okay? Kind of data, sample survey data, unit individual واحد واحد من كل واحد so what are the topic that they were interested in this of course tobacco definitely alcohol consumption alhamdulillah not very minimum in this diet history of right blood إذا أنا عندي بس علي مش وقت صار عندي history of right blood pressure also history of cholesterol مش وقت صار سنة صار سنتين حتى تو لأنه they are also asking about the diet so all these questions to each other and history of cardiovascular disease history of advice إذا رايحة أنا للطبيب Lifestyle, إذا الطبيب قال لي غيري حياتك أو لا، أنا عندي كارديو باسكولار، he advised me to change my life, to change my style or anything. And also they are doing cervical screening. I just now we say also examination and laboratory. So cervical screening for human papilloma virus as a causes of cervical cancer. Okay. That measurement that taking a blood pressure, clinically down, not particularly here. So they examine the blood pressure, height, weight, heart rate, and all waist circumference, okay? Hip circumference, fasting blood glucose, all these that we did. It's very nice, it's very nice. Total cholesterol, okay? Urinary, creatinine, and also urinary sodium. Finally, and the following optional module where included tobacco policy والدوها للحكومة من شأن التباكو مش من تأثير الحمد لله نحن دخلنا من الصبح. Okay, and household energy use, this is the same. And also, thank you very much. Thank you very much.